Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 1st, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is reportedly prepping some major changes for the Apple Watch this year as part of WatchOS 10. According to a new report from Bloomberg, WatchOS 10 will include big changes to the user interface with a new focus on widgets. According to the story, WatchOS will include support for widgets as a, quote, central part of the Apple Watch's interface. Bloomberg describes the new design as being reminiscent of the current Siri watch face and similar to widget stacks, which is a feature currently available on iPhone and iPad. The plan, according to the report, is to let users scroll through a series of different widgets for things like activity tracking, weather, stock prices, calendar appointments, reminders, and more. In this situation, instead of having to launch dedicated apps for each of those, users could quickly see the information at a glance with widgets. The new interface would be available as an overlay for any watch face, according to the story. Apple believes that its overarching goal for this new design is to give people quicker access to bits of information. The story goes on to say that Apple is also considering changing the function of the Apple Watch's digital crown. In the current version of WatchOS, pressing the digital crown takes you to the Apple Watch home screen. In WatchOS 10, Apple is currently testing having the digital crown open up the new widgets interface instead. As Bloomberg explains, this is actually kind of similar to the original Glances feature of the very first Apple Watch. Glances appeared when you swiped up from the bottom of the Apple Watch interface, making it quick to access relevant info and notifications. WatchOS 10 is set to be officially announced in just over a month at WWDC, which kicks off on June 5th. But the software leaks about what to expect at WWDC don't stop there. iPadOS 17 is reportedly set to include a number of notable changes for iPad users, including updates to Stage Manager, support for lock screen widgets, and customization, and more. The source of this leak is Analyst941 on Twitter, who does not have an established long-term track record of accurate iOS leaks, but they did, however, correctly predict certain details of the iPhone 14 Pro Dynamic Island ahead of its release. Until these rumors receive additional corroboration from other sources, we treat them with some skepticism, but at the very least, they give us something to think about. According to the leaker, one of the biggest areas of focus for iPadOS 17 will be Stage Manager. Apple debuted Stage Manager as a new multitasking interface as part of iOS 16, but the feature has received mixed feedback from iPad power users. As part of iPadOS 17, Apple reportedly has multiple updates in store, including external monitor webcam support, audio output source settings, the ability to stream multiple audio and video sources at once with Stage Manager on, a resizable dock in external display settings, and the ability to sleep the iPad display, and the external display stays on. But with these features in mind, it sounds like the basis of the Stage Manager system and how the windowing interface works will stay the same this year. The leaker also says that Apple is developing a special version of iPadOS 17 for the rumored larger iPad that's in the works. Multiple sources have said that Apple is working on a 14-inch iPad that could be launched sometime this year or in 2024, and there's even been one rumor suggesting a 16-inch model is in development. This special version of iPadOS 17 will reportedly include support for powering two 6K resolution external displays, but as of right now, the source hasn't provided any further details on what might be offered by this special iPadOS version. And last but not least, Apple will reportedly bring all of the features of lock screen customization on the iPhone to the iPad as part of iPadOS 17, including things like widgets, different fonts, and more. Rounding out today, in order to comply with the European Digital Services Act, Apple has been forced to reveal the number of monthly active users for the App Store in Europe for the first time. Apple says the iOS App Store has 101 million active users in Europe, whereas iPadOS has 23 million. The Mac App Store has 6 million monthly active users. The tvOS App Store has 1 million monthly active users. And the watchOS App Store has under a million. Apple also said that Apple Books and podcasts paid subscriptions are being used by under 1 million people in Europe per month. And all of these numbers are based on an average taken over the six-month period leading up to January 2023. Apple was forced to make these announcements for the first time as part of the Digital Services Act, which sets out rules to be enforced against, quote, very large online platforms. This is defined as platforms with 45 million monthly active users or more. Apple has said it views the App Store for each of its operating systems as a separate platform, so only the App Store on iOS would classify as a very large platform with its 101 million active users. But still, Apple has said that it will align all of its app stores with the Digital Services Act requirements, which includes things like protecting children from being profiled for advertising purposes, limiting the spread of misinformation, and more. Apple says, quote, "The goals of the Digital Services Act align with Apple's goals to protect consumers from illegal content," end quote. And it's important to keep in mind that the Digital Services Act has a different focus than the Digital Markets Act, the latter of which focuses on the monopoly power of online gatekeepers and is something Apple is actively fighting against. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.